Testing. Testing.
I'm gonna see Yeezy on there.
You're gonna see Yeezy.
Kanye West.
You're gonna just like.
I thought you meant like. You know, go to a show and be like, Yeezy, Yeezy. But you're just literally gonna be like on the street.
Yeah, walking on the street, just walking out like a taco.
Just walking on the street.
Like, hey.
Just be like. What do you mean taco shop? Like, you know he's gonna...
I don't know.
Has he been known to frequent taco shops? Like, that's
know.
His kind of go-to?
Maybe that's, like, the food he likes. I don't know. But, yeah, and then I'll play it cool. I'll do the old, like, just like a head nod.
Yeah, like a head nod up, and he'll just be like, what's up?
Be like, what's up, man?
What's good, man? What's good?
And it's like, keep walking.
Yeah.
Not be like, oh my god!
Oh my gosh!
It's Kanye West!
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Dylan Quant, I've been recording this whole time.
Good. That's some good ramble.
That is some good ramble. How are you, Dill?
I am doing just fine, you know.
Just fine.
Back at school after a fall break.
A nice fall
that's
break.
That's always too short.
Always too short. It never...
Yeah.
It's just not quite...
It's not a break. It's just like...
It's a little strip tease.
Yeah, it's just like...
Just a little cock tease, just kind of, you know.
Yeah, I kind of wish I didn't have a fall break, but I'll take the 2 days off.
Yeah, take the 2 days off, because now you got to go back to Tucson.
Yep.
We're recording this on a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday.
Yep.
8:55 right now.
Pacific.
We're going to record it yesterday, but Dylan and I, we were pretty gassed yesterday. Dylan coming back from Tucson and me coming back from, a trip to Coachella.
Yeah.
I went to go chill with all the old folks.
Bob Dylan.
Little Rolling Stones. They're my favorite.
I think Rolling Stones, they canceled their concert.
When?
In Vegas last night, or in these next few days, like either last night, tonight.
Well, I'm glad.
Laryngitis.
They must have just rocked too hard at
all that dust.
Yeah.
Was it gone in the... The old man's vocal cords.
It was so dusty. I was just sneezing or blowing my nose, and it was just pure black. Whenever you went out there for Stagecoach, wasn't it just god-awful?
Yeah, I had, like, a really bad, like, asthma.
I'm still coughing it up right now.
Like, I literally couldn't breathe by, like, the second day. Like, I had one of those...
Those masks.
Yeah, like, the people... like, you see in, like... People walk around in China with their, like, SARS masks on.
Yeah.
That's what I was wearing. Like, the thing where you can't breathe the air because you might die. Like, that's why I was walking around Stagecoach. And it didn't really help. I think the damage had already been done on my my lungs. Like, literally, I couldn't get a full breath for, like, 2.5 days. It was miserable.
Like, it was just, like, little half breaths. Just like always just shortness of breath.
Yeah, like I was, like, and I wanted to continue the breath, but then I, like, just couldn't.
Just
like,
couldn't?
Yeah,
oh,
my...
that sucks ass.
I think my bronchioles were a little inflamed.
Of course, yes. The old bronchioles.
So then I had, like, a cough from that for, like, a week plus. Like, I was struggling.
DJ.
Like, the night of...
DJ struggling.
The last performance, which was Luke Bryan on that Sunday night, I was like, I need to,
like,
get out of here.
You had mentally checked
out. I was sitting down the entire time, like, just, like, head in my hands, just being like, I can't do,
like,
this.
Like, guys, I need a break, man.
I need to go. I need an ambulance.
I need to get out of here.
So, yeah, I made it through that. I don't know what people did before inhalers when they had asthma, but I don't envy them.
Did they die? Is that what happened?
I don't know. I would kill myself if that were the case.
Yeah. Well, tough. On that note, Dill, tell us about your trip to the Dirty Tea, Tucson, Arizona. Tell us about it.
It was a great trip. You know, left here on a Thursday afternoon, got the LA rush hour, which
is basically from the 10 all the way to, like, Indio.
Yeah.
Was basically, right? It's just, like, was it kind of bumper to bumper, just kind of shit?
Not all the way to Indio. It kind of started clearing up by then, but, like, at least through Riverside.
Mm, yeah.
And so, like, that increased my trip by, like, another 45 minutes to an hour. But
that sucks, dude. Sorry.
It was all good. So then, you know, But then I was cruising after that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Once you get past, like, right in the desert, there's nothing out there.
Then I was flying. So then I timed this perfectly. So on Friday night, I got to go see the Red-Blue game.
Bear down, yep. Arizona. Bear down, red and blue.
Chee, chee.
Almost lost the laptop. Oh. Oh, man. We got a little too excited. We got a little too excited here when, when Arizona basketball is in the air. Basketball season is in the air. Watch out.
There's no fall in Tucson. I realized, but I had forgotten that.
Oh, yeah.
I went back and it was like, 95.
Tell me about the weather, Dill.
It was warm.
Very warm. Oh yeah.
Like it was not fall weather, to say the least.
No.
It was, I was just like, all right, well, feels like home. That was my thought. But yeah, so I went to the Red Blue game. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know.
That's awesome.
You know, seeing the team, getting the team introduced. It was the 20-year reunion for the 97 National Championship team.
Oh, really? They did, like, a little service for Miles Simon.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, they retired his number.
The picture they posted on Instagram was, like, him, and he was, like, holding his little kid. Yeah. And, like, the little kid looked so grumpy. It was, like, one of the funnier pictures. Like, the kid was just... He looked great, but continue.
But, yeah, he was rocking the suit with the tennis shoes.
Oh, tennis shoes or like basketball, like Jordans?
They were like.
Were they like hospital shoes or were they like.
Like casual Nikes, like the like kind of Air Force.
Oh, like kinda like the lifestyle Nikes?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's a classic.
Like low cut.
That's a classic basketball look. I saw on like TV the other day, they were doing something on like SportsCenter or ESPN, and like the woman was like kind of the host and she was wearing like a dress, but it had like Air Force Ones, the Chicago. Jordans.
Yeah.
No, that's not Air Force Ones. But like the red, black, and white Jordans, like the OG ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess that's like the way it is now. Like people are just rocking fly kicks all day.
So yeah, but other than that, which that kind of like was like, oh my god. You know, if I were to wear a suit, I'd be the guy who rocks it with the casual shoes.
You're a casual shoe kind of man.
Nikes. I'd probably wear my Nikes, my black and white like running shoes that I just wear. Actually, I don't wear them very much because I wear my Birks pretty much every day. But
dude, Birks for life. There's so many Birks at Old Chella. It was great to see.
Yeah, I bet.
Love me some Birks.
So yeah, so I respect the Miles Simon look.
Yeah,
and it was just like really cool. You know, that was. I wish I was old enough to have like. Experience that team to the fullest, but I was just too young.
I was just about to turn 3 when that team won it all.
I was 4.
So
actually, I think I just turned 4.
Just turned 4. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Like,
no.
There's no memory. No memory, and like not even one. Not even like a fleeting memory of like. You know, them winning the championship, there's nothing in the bank.
My dad gets super jazzed whenever you bring up the 97 team. He is so stoked. He, like, recorded that game, and so we have it on VHS. And so you can just pop in that game whenever you want and just relive it. Like, my dad, like, just has that on record. It's awesome.
I feel like it's different for us because, like, we didn't experience it the first time, so, like, we already know the outcome. So it's not like you can't relive, like, oh my god, I was so nervous at this point in the game.
Yeah.
And then he hits his 3. And then, like, Bibby hits the 3. And I'm just like, all right, Bibby hit a 3. Like, I know what the outcome is.
But yeah, there's no suspense. The element of surprise is gone. But still an awesome moment.
Yeah, I've wanted to watch the Final Four game against North Carolina and the championship against Kentucky.
Come on by.
Yeah, I've wanted
hang
to
out with
those.
Ray. Ray will be there just chilling.
Yeah, so that was cool. You know, Mike Bibby showed up.
Oh, really?
Miles Simon was there. Eugene Eggerson.
Oh, Eugene! Yeah. That's my boy! I love Eugene!
AJ Bramlett.
Also my boy.
Josh Pastner was there.
Awesome. Well, I guess they're all my boys.
Yeah, and then Ash.
Oh, John Ash.
John Ash. He went to South Point,
right? Yeah, South Point.
Yeah,
South
John
Point
Ash was there. I think Michael Dickerson was there. Was he on the team?
Yeah.
I think, okay, Michael Dickerson was there. And then a few guys that I had no idea who they were.
Well, Michael Wright was also on that team.
No, he was on the 01 team.
Oh, shit, that's right. Damn yeah. it, Kevin.
See, but that 0-1 team is, like, is the first, like, kind of memory I have.
Yeah, that I do remember the 0-1 team.
Like, I just remember, like, watching a championship and being like, we're not going to lose this game. And I, like, I had this tendency as a little kid, like, if the game got tough, I'd just leave the room because I couldn't bear to watch it. Mm-hmm. So I just remember going into, like, my bedroom, my brother's bedroom, and just, like, kind of pacing.
Just back and forth.
Yeah, just pacing. So that's what I did a lot as a young fan.
As a youth.
Yeah. I wasn't used to very many losses in Arizona basketball.
No, I was not used to it. Like, well, I remember just watching basketball games just on my couch with my dad and my mom and Allison, and Allison would fall asleep. She was just like zonked. She was over it, but my dad was just, me and my dad are so negative watching UVA basketball games. It's so funny. I love it.
Well, there will be another season to be negative about.
There will be another season
soon enough.
Coming up. So
soon
Dill,
enough.
So you show up, watch the Red Blue game. Mm-hmm. Rawl wins the dunk contest.
Raleigh.
Okay, there you go. Raleigh.
Yeah. He dunked over Miller.
Dunked over Miller, which was fun.
Garrett, like, he's going to win he's going to win no matter what. Like,
yeah.
After that.
So how was the reaction when Talbot Denny was called?
Oh, he got one of the louder ovations.
Yeah.
Like, Trier got probably the loudest ovation, and then they're like, they did it, I think they did it, like, freshman first, and then sophomores, and then they were like, and a 6'5 senior from Tucson, Arizona, Talbot Denny. And, like, I don't know if it was just, like, the people around me who were going loud, but I felt like it was super loud. I was like, yeah, go Talbot! And he, like, you know, he's post-ACL surgery, so he was, like, you know, doing the...
Yeah, my dad said he was kind of, like, grimacing.
Yeah, he was trying, like, to get out there as fast as he could.
As he was walking, and my dad was like, oh, Talbot, like, don't grimace, just smile for me. I don't want to see you grimace.
Like, I think it would have taken him a lot longer at the stage he's at to get across, like, to where they're lining up, the players are lining up. But he didn't want to, like, you know, have the old, like, uh-oh, we got to wait for Talbot
uh-oh.
To, like... to get onto the court, so I think he definitely pushed it to the limit, and that's...
Push it to the...
So that's why there was a grimace, I'm pretty
okay.
sure.
Okay, so he was pushing it.
But yeah, he got a pretty good ovation.
So how'd the team look?
Team looked good. I was really impressed with Lowry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the guy that kind of keeps popping up as the new kid on the block.
Yeah.
Guy.
He had range out to the three-point line. Like, he was pretty
nice.
Smooth out there. He had some post moves.
Nice.
He definitely has to, like, I feel like, get a little more assertive down low. But
as in, like, he's not big enough to assert his dominance, or just wasn't as aggressive down low as he is kind of on the wing?
I feel like, yeah, I feel like he can be assertive, but he's also going, like, against Dusan. Dusan's a big guy.
Dusan's just kind of like a... He reminds me of a European Alex Jacobson.
Yeah.
Just like a tree.
Yeah.
But like a European tree.
Yeah. So, and speaking of Dusan looked smooth down low.
How is the, like, soft touch down low? It gets me going every time.
I think he dropped like 14.
Ooh,
and it was
silky
all, and it was
smooth.
All just like, you know, it was just one-on-ones with, like, Lowry or Chance Comanche, and he would just, like, back him down and then just, like, throw up a little, like, baby hook.
Just a little.
And, soft touch.
Oh,
like,
he's so soft.
Just, like, hit the front of the rim and just kind of, like, ooh, just fall in.
Did you see any defense from Dusan? I know it's, like, the red-blue game, so it's not quite game speed, but, like, will his defense be enough to make up for Tarzewski out? Just from a quick glance,
I don't know. I'm not totally sold because he, like, the stats from the mile run this year, like, he set, like, what, the second fastest time of the.
I find that
of,
so
in the
hard
class,
to believe.
But
that's
just
like, incredible.
Like, so maybe he's gotten, like, fleeter of foot, but I'm not sure.
I just
because,
don't know if he's an aerial
yeah.
enough being. Like, he's
yeah.
more of a ground guy.
Yeah, like, I see him more as, like, you know, taking charges and, like, just kind of getting in the way.
Yeah, you can be an effective defender and not be, like, you know, be kind of a below-the-rim guy like he is.
Like DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Cousins is the king of the charge.
Oh, the king.
he doesn't try to block shots, just takes it in the chest just and goes down.
Love it.
But, yeah, so, and I don't know if, like, he's guarding, like, Chance Comanche, and Chance is not the most, does not the most, like, weapons in his arsenal yet. He was, mm-hmm. he's kind of very, like, very raw on the offensive end.
He's still
end.
Raw.
Yeah, so, but he flies around, you know, he grabs a lot of rebounds. He can, mm-hmm. I'm really excited about his potential.
I feel like he's going to, his ceiling is like a Ryan Anderson type role. He's like Ryan Anderson.
Yeah.
True or false? Or?
But he's more athletic.
You think he's more athletic than Anderson?
He's way more athletic.
Oh, well then his ceiling's got to be higher than.
Yeah, he's longer. Like, I don't know if he'll ever have, like, the offensive repertoire of Ryan Anderson, but defensively.
What offensive repertoire of Ryan Anderson? Just the cleanup dunk and just.
Yeah.
And
he had like a little bit of like a 6-foot jump shot, like kind of thing, like a little push shot.
A little push shot? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But I can dig it.
But he's long, athletic. Like, I was reading somewhere online that he has one of the like highest like ceilings for the NBA just because of his, like, intangibles. Like,
how tall is he?
I think he's, like, 6'11".
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was, like, 6'9", 6'10". He's taller than I thought.
Yeah, he's, like, 6'11".
Nice. Awesome.
So, like, him. So, like, the big guy's him. Like, Dusan looked really good around the basket. I didn't really pay much attention to his defense. Chance just, like, was flying around. He didn't score very much. But I don't think he was asked to score very much. And then Lowry. Lowry looked good. Both offensively, he had the problem of committing a lot of fouls, like just kind of not, like just kind of
just, you, like the, dumb the, fouls, or
yeah,
like,
well, just not being in the right position, kind of like the guy driving by him and he's not in the right position, so like
he kind of got a like hip check or
yeah,
like,
yeah, the hip check or like the offensive player would like, you know, try to get by him and like just like kind of give him an elbow to the hip, like, mm-hmm. and he just wasn't quite in the, like, taking that in the chest, so he got the foul called. So he might be in foul trouble a lot, but we'll see. And like Keanu Pinder, he's from Australia. He's a JUCO transfer.
Good eye, mate.
He looked athletic. When I was seeing him warm up, he looked like he had a jump shot that could extend to the three, but he wasn't, like, asked to do that much during the game. I saw him take, like, 1-3. It looked like he had pretty good form, but it didn't go in. And he had, like, two or four points. But, so, he's a good kind of bench option, like, you know, if people get in foul trouble or if there is an injury or something, like, he's
okay.
down there. Like, I think he'll probably be backup, power forward, maybe play a little small forward. And then Ray Smith, he looked like he was flying around.
Now, did Ray Smith play in the red-blue game last year?
Yeah.
He did.
He played last year, and then
okay,
he tore
his
ACL.
So how does he – so like, we haven't seen a lot of Ray Smith, obviously, with an injury.
Yeah,
what do you think about him?
He looked good. He had a few jumpers. He was, you know, athletic, getting offensive rebounds. I imagine he's going to be maybe not to the – degree Aaron Gordon was, but like kind of be like an Aaron Gordon type, like kind of defensive, mm-hmm.
like that kind of
specialist.
Like jack of all trades,
yeah,
like the
like
role of a defensive and also
yeah.
just super athletic freak out
yeah,
there on the court,
exactly like slasher.
Yeah,
he probably doesn't have, you know, a 3-point shot yet, but
well, neither did Gordon, even
yeah,
though he
exactly.
let it fly sometimes.
Yeah. He did hit that big one against Wisconsin to keep us in the game.
Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah, so. But I liked what I saw. You know, I don't know how far along he is. I still think he's probably still rehabbing, getting in playing shape, as he hasn't played like for an extended period. Like he tore his ACL in his senior
year
of high school.
Yeah, it does take a while to get like in game shape.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's like a rehab shape, and then
yeah.
there's like game shape. Like you got to run. You
yeah.
know, you got to do the. You just got to like play games and just you know.
So,
get some few runs in, and then
he hasn't played like competitive basketball probably in 2+ years.
Man,
so my expectations are tempered for him at the beginning of the year, just because I feel like he's gonna like make some mistakes just because he's not used to playing. And
yeah,
but I think that as the year progresses, we'll see his his skill set shine. But, like, other than the big man, like, the guards. Guards looked pretty good.
The guards were good.
Like, Jackson Cartwright was, you know.
Cartwright!
He wasn't scoring again.
Cartwright!
Not a scorer. He was facilitating, you know, passing to all the open guys. Kobe Simmons was playing point guard opposite him. He seems like he's, like, the exact opposite of Parker Jackson Cartwright. Like, just, like.
Like a shoot first
kind of
guy?
Like, nah, not really shoot first, but just kind of like maybe a little bit out of control.
Oh, like, okay.
Not in like control. He's just, like,
he just gets after it.
Like, he's just like, he's wiry and he's like athletic. Like, that's like a lean 6'5". So, I don't know. He looked good in the dunk contest, too. He came in second.
Yeah, he was throwing it down.
Yeah, so we'll see. But I think that he's definitely going to have some growing pains if they're thinking about him playing backup point guard, because he just it looks like the game's moving a little bit too fast for him. He hit a few jump shots, so like maybe he has a
is
little
is he a lefty?
Range. No, he's a
no. I thought it was righty. Right. I thought it was a lefty.
And then we had Kadeem Allen. Kadeem Allen looked good off the ball. Like now that he's not playing, you know, being asked to play a position that isn't his true position.
Does he start this year?
Yeah, I think that he's going to start at the two.
Is he going to make the leap that we thought he was going to like come in last year as? Like, do you think he's going to be a guy this year, or is he going to be?
Like, from what I could see, he still has the longest arms of.
Oh my God!
He
should be so good defensively. He should eat people alive. He blocked so many shots last year.
Yeah, he had a few steals. I feel like his like arms are just like always in the passing lane.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he's like maybe he'll be a better on ball defender because he was a really good off ball defender last year.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if he, and now that he's guarding two, like twos instead of ones, maybe that will be easier on him. But you know, he's a scorer. Like, he can put the ball in the bucket.
I feel like he gets to the lane, like he gets to the basket, but was just off, like on his layups, like on like finishing around the rim.
Yeah.
Oh. Right. Like, I mean, obviously, like we'll see if he's made adjustments, but I just feel like just couldn't quite finish the play like so many times in like crucial situations. But
yeah, so we'll see. I think I see him as like a. Like a 10-point per game guy.
All the way. What did he average last year?
I thought he was like 8 or 9.
I'm looking up the statistics.
But he looked good. And
so Kadeem Allen, eight points.
Yeah.
Last year.
And I think that he'll start shooting threes because he was hitting them pretty good by the end of the year. He was just kind of not taking them at the beginning of the year, so maybe he just probably feels more comfortable in the offense. Our lone senior. Kind of feeling like he needs to be the leader of the team. And he looked good. Raleigh Atkins Alkins looked really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was, you know, he hit, like, one or two threes, but then he also, like, missed a few. So I don't know if his range is out to three-point, like, territory yet, but he can finish around the bucket. Like, he's, like,
he's like a New York kind of guy, right, where you just... He's shifty. He's getting to the lane and getting to the bucket. New York guys just...
Yeah, he had some nice...
They don't mess around with shooting.
Yeah, he had some nice finishes around the bucket.
Nice.
And I'm excited about that. And then Trier looked good, as usual.
Trier's, if... Well, I guess we'll discuss that later.
Yes, but Trier looked good. You know, I think he was a leading scorer. He was, like, can finish at the bucket like he did last year. He just looked, I don't know, more maybe powerful.
Oh, does he now, Dill?
I don't know. He was just like, just finishing all around.
Should we address the elephant in the room?
Yeah, like, the reports are out that he's probably not going to be playing this year for PEDs.
PEDs for Alonzo Trier. If that's true, and if he's out for the year, that is devastated.
Yeah, that's
because him coming back was a reason that we were
gonna be good.
Gonna be good, and he was also a sleeper, like Pac-12 Player of the Year guy.
Yeah.
If he's done, I don't see a lot of points from returners that are gonna like Ryan Anderson's gone. He had 15 a game.
Yeah.
Gabe York is gone. He had 15. Trier had 15. Zeus is gone. He had 10. Kadeem Allen's back at 8. Tollefson's gone. He had 7. Jacob Hazard's gone.
Yeah.
Well, that guy had 2 points a game in the 7 games he played.
Yeah.
Elliot Pitts.
Oh, he's gone.
He's off off the reservoir. I don't know where that guy is.
Transferring somewhere. Yep. There's not. It's gonna be a lot of new faces.
So a lot of people are. I'm just from looking at that. Like, okay. We're gonna need a lot of guys to step up, and if Trier's gone, whew, yeah, I don't good. Know. We may have to temper expectations.
Yeah. Like I don't
but
know.
That would be devastating.
Because, like, I've just heard from multiple sources, like. You know, just kind of the Tucson chain, like, I'll get texts from my friends who are like, oh, I heard from my friend in my chemistry class that Trier's out.
From a friend of a friend of a friend.
He's like, my boy knows Trier, like, personally, and he says he's clean, but, you know, Corey Williams, the old Arizona player, addressed it and said that he's heard the rumblings, and then after the game, Sean Miller addressed it. And instead of saying, like, oh, there's nothing to that rumor, he's instead went the other way and had to say, like, no comment, which probably means there's an investigation going on. So, that's not
Yikes.
Good.
Yikes.
I don't know why the man needs PEDs. Like,
I don't know.
What's he using?
Well, I think he's just trying to get over the fact that his head looks like a piece of tuna.
Yeah, I don't...
Sashimi.
Like, he has a very weird face.
It is weird.
Head.
He's got a weird head, and the hair doesn't help at all.
Yeah, he I don't know what he's going with.
Has he improved his hair or head game at all? Has he reshaped that head? You gotta, like, put that head in, like, something to, like, soften it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know
maybe
if you can mold
a fro,
the head.
Maybe?
I feel like he needs
did
to
you,
go
did
more,
you see
more
the
to
pictures?
The side.
Did you see the pictures of him with his cornrows?
He
looked, oh, those were
bad? Bad look?
Like, kind of like, you know, the girl in class who, like, pulled her hair all the way back and, like, just, like, always, like, looked crazy.
Always looked like she was pulling her eyebrows back and, like, her eyes were, she had crazy eyes all the time.
Yeah, that's kind of what he was rocking.
I feel like Alonzo Trier with crazy eyes is not
like,
a good look.
Long dreads, like, or braids or whatever, because they were, like, down to, like, his shoulders. But, so, yeah, we'll see if we have old tuna head.
Gold
Pluto
tuna head. If he's, oof, that sucks.
But I feel like even if he's out, I think that Lowry and Raleigh can step in and maybe weather the storm a little bit.
That's
like
a lot
like,
to ask from freshmen, though.
Yeah, exactly. But you know they're 5-star recruits. There, you know.
I guess that's why we got him for this reason.
Yeah.
From
so.
Jyväskylä.
Yep.
Jyväskylä, Finland.
Yep.
Lowry.
Of course. Lowry.
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 Like Lowry. Like the building Lowry here at Pomona.
Yeah.
But spelled way differently.
Like Lawry. Lowry. Or
L-A-L-O.
Like Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry.
Like Lowry. Markkanen.
Markkanen. That's like a... Like a Scandinavian name with two
all
K's.
All the K's, yeah.
Markkanen.
Yeah.
They love their K's in those Scandinavian countries. They can't get enough of them.
We have some great names. Lowry, well, Raleigh.
Cartwright.
Kobe. We got a Kobe on this team.
K-O-B-I.
Yeah.
Not K-O-B-E.
Yeah. Not like Kobe Vino.
We got
nor the beef, right?
We got Kadeem Allen.
Kadeem.
Who's a lesser Kadeem Carey.
Yeah.
Because Kadeem Carey's name fit him so nicely because he was a running back.
Yeah.
So Kadeem Carey
fits
perfectly. Also a great fantasy football name. I went with that for a few years. Dusan is a great name.
Dusan.
Chance Comanche. That guy looks like...
That's like
a Geronimo-sounding name.
Yeah,
like
that's
like a
like,
Native American warrior right
he's
there.
He's just like a black dude from Beverly Hills. Like, I don't know. Chance Comanche might be one of the best names, like, I've heard of. Like, Mark
Chance?
Titus is probably going to, like, fall in love with Chance Comanche.
Oh, he's all in on Chance.
Now that Tarzuski has graduated.
Keanu. I didn't realize that we had a Keanu on.
Yeah, Keanu Pinder.
That's like Keanu Reeves. Like,
yeah.
Now I'm just thinking he's going to be like a Matrix-esque badass.
I'd be sick, you know. Hopefully going to take down Mr. Smith.
Tyler Trillo.
Yeah, some...
he keeps a trill?
Hopefully. Hopefully.
See what I did there?
He might be a member of the Club Trillion.
Little 5'11 guy from Connecticut? 170. Woo.
Yeah, my favorite is my homie...
Paolo?
No. Dylan Smith, baby. Dylan Smith.
Hey, your namesake out
there. Yeah, he's going to be carrying the torch next year after he sits out this year after transferring.
From Mobile, Alabama.
Yep, went to UNC Asheville.
That's a classic school for a Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah.
And then Jake Desjardins.
Desjardins.
Is it Desjardins? Is the S silent? Is it
I don't
a.
know.
He's from Henderson, Nevada.
Yep. I think that's where Bishop Gorman is.
Did you go to Bishop Gorman?
I don't know. I think one of those big.
Yeah.
Like Nevada schools is in. Wherever you just said Gorman.
Who?
What? Henderson.
Henderson.
Or where did Nick Johnson go to high school? I feel like that.
No, he went to Gilbert, and then he went to. Not Bishop Gorman. He went to.
The other one.
What's the good basketball school? Now I gotta look this up.
Like that's the one that Anthony Bennett went to.
God, that guy's trash.
He's still number one pick. Like,
he's still a bum, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? He's an absolute bum.
Yeah, he's not even
in the league anymore.
But he's still a number one pick. Like,
he's still a number one pick in a trash draft. That draft is god awful. Actually, no, there have been like some. It's gotten better through the years. I think Steven Adams was in that draft.
Yeah. Finley, that's where it is. That's the one.
Oh, Finley Prep? Yeah,
Finley Prep, and that's where Nick Johnson went. So, not Bishop Gorman.
Okay.
So, Finley Prep, if anyone wants to know. So, cool. So, maybe he's, knows some, maybe he's got some, a pipeline for some, you know, new ballers out of Finley Prep. Maybe Jake Desjardins can deliver a few big names to us.
I'm looking up Novi Sad.
Is
Serbia,
that
because that's where our friend Dusan is from.
Novi Sad.
I wonder if like everyone there has to walk a certain way with their hands like out in front of their body.
Novi Sad.
It's like he's skiing. You know how when you're skiing, you got to like kind of keep the poles out in front to keep your balance. Like maybe that's how he keeps his balance, is by having his hands out in front of his body at all times.
Well, maybe that's because it was like so snowy there that he had to like it was always icy, so he's like he learned to walk like that.
It looks like a beautiful place.
Novi Sad.
It's the second largest city in Serbia.
I wonder if he knows Vlade Divac.
Vlade's from Serb?
I thought he was. I thought
he was
Serbian.
What if he knows Novak Djokovic?
I thought Vlade was... Maybe. I watched that one 30 for 30.
Oh, great 30 for 30. The brothers one?
When
we were brothers? I forget. Now I'm looking
It's like Yugoslavia... So he's from Serbia, and the other country was Croatia, and Croatia wanted to be like its own country, and there was like that rift between him and that other guy on the team, the best guy from Europe.
Yeah.
And I forgot his name, but whatever. And there was a disconnect between him and Vlade.
Didn't Vlade Divac, like, smoke a pack of cigarettes in the locker room, like...
Yeah, like, just look at him, dude. He's like, that's so Eastern European.
The guy just looks like he smokes a pack of cigarettes a day. Yeah. Like, he's just begging, He's one of seven players in NBA history record 13,000 points, 9,000 rebounds, 3,000 assists, and 1,500 block shots. Along with Kareem, Tim, Shaquille... KG, Pau Gasol, and Hakeem Olajuwon.
Never heard of any of those.
I've only heard of one.
Yeah.
Vlade Divac. That's the only one.
He was so good. He was like, I definitely watched Vlade when I was older, when he was older, mm-hmm. and I was like younger. So like, I saw kind of like that kind of like lumbering mass of a man, but he was spry, and he was like quick. When he was like a young guy, in the league.
I'm going to read you his career highlights and awards. NBA All-Star 2001. NBA All-Rookie First Team 1990. J. Walter Kennedy Citizenship Award 2000.
Good
I wonder
old
what
J.
that is.
Walter Kennedy.
Good old J. Walter Kennedy. Number 21 retired by the Sacramento Kings. He's in the Kings Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's also the general manager of the Kings. Not doing a good job. But.
No. No. He was Mr. Europa Player of the Year in 1989. FIBA's 50 greatest players and the 50 greatest EuroLeague contributors. What does that mean?
I don't know.
How can, like, what does a contributor mean? Is that different than player?
I remember the guy that he was feuding with. It was Drazen. Drazen Petrovic.
Gesundheit?
Well, that was his name. But that Yugoslavia team was so good. They had Vlade, they had Drazen, they had Tony Kukoc.
Oh, Tony.
Yeah. Like, they had a bunch of, like really good NBA players.
Huh.
Yeah. So.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. We're talking about
Novi Sad. Novi Sad.
Novi Sad. Like, don't be sad.
It's like, yeah, don't be sad, but Novi Sad.
Yep.
Like no sadness. Like, don't. It's impossible to be sad.
Yep. I don't think I've ever seen Dusan sad.
But Dylan, were you? The question is, were you sad on Saturday?
Yeah, I was.
Tell me why you were sad on Saturday after a great Friday night, after a great Red Blue game. Why were you sad on Saturday? What could possibly ruin your Saturday?
Well,
tell me.
I happened to decide to go to the U of A football game against.
Oh no!
USC.
Oh no!
First off,
how could you
when
do
I
that?
Get there, game started at 12:30.
That's
so,
a mistake.
I'm in.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, I'm in the west side of the stadium. Those seats. So I'm just I have sun directly on my right ear the entire game.
How did your ear not fall off?
Just from, I don't know.
It's like the opposite of frostbite, but like just like a heat flash where it just can't take it anymore. It just melts.
Like I was sweating profusely before the game even started.
Like your body just was prepared and just came drenched in sweat. Like it was like just get a bucket.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But I was wearing like a blue dry fit, so you couldn't tell I was sweating that much.
Oh,
so
nice.
So I looked
good
super cool.
Oh, good call.
But and I was in some of those really nice chairs where you can order them, and they're like the padded seats, mm-hmm. and so you don't sit on the bleachers.
Yeah.
So like whenever I'd get up and like cheer, I'd go to sit down again, and the seat would be so hot. Like we're talking like I'd stand for like a minute, and it would just be like. 100 degrees.
You sit down, it's like sitting on a hot plate.
Yeah, it'd be like, oh, here we go. My buns are hot. Like,
oh, buns in the oven, baby.
Yeah, so, you know, it was a game that happened.
It was a game. Something, there were plays during that game.
Like, we started off, I thought that we were going to be doing well when we tied the score 7-7, because of course we gave up a score to USC on their first drive.
Oh, of course, as is tradition.
And then we scored, I don't know if directly, no, I think we got like a 3-and-out, and then we scored. So it was like 7-7, and I was like, alright, maybe we have a chance in this game. And then USC scored on the possession right after we scored, so they went 14-7, and then we just started just turning the ball over.
Just it was just a shit show.
Yeah.
Just a
Khalil
just
Tate
absolute
had,
meltdown.
He had like a nice run, and then he right as he was going down decided to fumble the ball. Mm. Dory Jackson returned it to like the 4. Maybe that was almost 7-7, but whatever. Regardless, they started their drive at the 4-yard line. They scored. Then Khalil Tate like throws a pick.
Yeah,
and
of
then
course.
It was just like, all right, well, 21-7. So it was like 28-7 going into halftime, and I was just like, "All right, here we go." I was my goal in the second half was just to not give up 56 points. Defense did that.
Wait, what was? Why did you say that 56? Just so they didn't double.
Yeah, they just so they didn't double the score.
Well, look at the bright side, Dill.
Yeah.
We set a goal and we reached that goal.
Yeah,
you just gotta set attainable. goals for this team.
Yeah, not give up 56
like
points.
Not give up 56 points, and maybe, if you feel like it, win at least one game the rest of the year.
Yep.
So, no pressure if you don't, because the odds aren't in our favor.
So, Khalil Tate, you know, he came out. We were running the ball pretty well with Tate, and then Nick Wilson had a nice run there. Then Nick Wilson got injured.
Of course.
And he's out for, like, 2 weeks now.
Good. Even better.
So we were down to, like, fifth string running back Zach Green, and then Tyrell Johnson. And then by the end of the game, we were down to what must have been our sixth or seventh.
We were down to you.
Yeah. Like,
you were out there.
Like, I could have been out there, but instead it was Brandon Leone came in. Some freshman, I think, from, like, Phoenix area.
No, some freshman from intro biology.
Yeah, like...
he was walking by, just getting back from the library, doing homework. They just wrapped him in. They're like, you!
Yeah, they're like, you're on the team.
We need you!
You're starting this week.
I think I was, like, looking... Isn't that, like, a Texas A&M thing where, like one of the basketball players suited up for the football team, like, because they were, like, down a man and, like, needed some people? That's, like, what almost happened. Like... I remember, this was back in high school when Kirill Nyasko was still on the team, and he was the drunkest I've ever seen at a football game. The guy must have drinking 15 vodka sodas, because that guy was just incredible.
Vodka.
And he would have done probably just as well as any of the people that we put into this game could have done. Like, he was... a 7-foot staggering drunk Russian man. Is he Russian?
Ukrainian
man. Sorry to all Russians who don't want to be referred to as Ukrainians. I'm sorry.
Or vice versa.
Or to anyone.
Yeah.
But he could have done just as good.
Yeah. No, injuries are just mounting up. Like, we're down
like,
at Bolito.
What can you do?
We got to the point where... Khalil Tate, I don't know if he was injured or Rich Rod just seen enough. They brought in They brought in Matt Morin, who I had never heard of.
Matt Morin?
He turned out
to be... Is he brother of Mike Morin, one of the relievers on the Anaheim Angels? Or was it Mike Morin just suited up as Matt Morin? He's a pitcher. He's a reliever. Yeah. He would have done just fine.
But turns out he's the third string tight end. He was playing quarterback in a Pac-12 game.
He's a tight end playing quarterback.
Yeah.
That's the best quarterback I've seen since Joe Montana.
So, you know, he had a nice first drive to get us to the 14-point threshold.
And, at least we reached that and then didn't want to push it any further. You know, we were content with 14. Didn't want to get too far ahead of ourselves.
Then he threw a pick and the magic was done. And then USC had, like, on the first play of that drive after the pick, the guy had an 85-yard rush, one of the guys for USC,
and
he got tackled.
What was our rushing total for USC? It's got to be 250 at least, right? Wasn't that the bet? What was the bet?
No, it was against Stanford, 200-plus.
Oh, yeah. And we should have made that bet for this week by far.
It was, I think, the final... I think we gave up 320 yards on the ground. I think we gave up 320 yards on the ground.
Oh, my God. That's a magnificent total. Oh, it's beautiful.
I don't, like, I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure it was.
I'm not even mad. Like, I'm just impressed. It's just impressive.
So, just giving up 320 yards on the ground, and then we gave up, like, probably 300 yards in the air. So, like... instead of, you know, the defense had given up, 400 yards in four straight games when we get into that bad. This time, they outdid themselves and gave up 600 yards and gave up 48 points.
Oh, man, they really did outdo themselves.
Oh, my God, like...
oh, man, good for them.
Like, with the injuries, though, like, I feel like we're just... it's like playing a man down. Like...
it's like... I don't know what else there is to say, Dale.
They had...
like, the season's over.
They had...
cancel the season. Like, you can't keep sending these guys out there. It's basically just like a learning... like, you know, it's just like send them out there to learn for next year. Like, they're not playing for anything.
Okay, here we go. USC had 43 carries for
43 carries
for 320 yards. Aka Cedric Ware.
That's a made-up name.
Yep. Aka, parenthesis, or sorry, apostrophe Cedric. Aka Cedric Ware.
That's a name. That's a first name. Aka Cedric. It's like acapella.
Yep.
But Cedric the Entertainer.
Had 103 yards on 12 carries.
That's efficient.
Deontay Davis. Dominic Davis, sorry. Deontay is from another sport. Had 89 yards on 7 carries.
Even more efficient.
And then Ronald Jones the second had, tough game for him. 77 yards on 16 carries. That's almost like what?
Cut him.
Six yards a rush.
If I were USC, I'd release him. But what about our favorite receiver,
Juju?
Juju, baby.
Juju.
Show me Juju.
Nine receptions for 132 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Oh, if he was on my fantasy team, I would be getting buckets.
He was tearing apart our secondary.
That's like a 40 point fantasy game for him.
Yeah.
Oh man, Juju, that's my boy.
Yep. He made our secondary look like poo.
Well, it is.
Crookshank was having a tough game.
I think the weather even tried to help us out there. By making the field 130 degrees so that maybe they'll pass out. And maybe it'll be like a battle of attrition, but like...
I don't think we'd win that. Like, we wouldn't have enough bodies to, like, throw at them.
Hey, we got people in the stands, or do we?
How
long were the students there? Were the students there for, like, 4 minutes?
The students are...
Tops got at least 4 minutes.
By halftime, there was about...
A handful?
20.
About 20?
Yeah. It was very sparse.
It's like half the people who had made signs decided to stick around just to, like, feel proud about their signs, and the rest were just mailed
just
it in.
They just left.
It was family weekend, anyway.
Yeah, so the families were very happy about how good our football team is.
They're very impressed.
So, you know, hopefully we're not starting Matt Morin after the bye week. I think Brand Dawkins has been cleared he's cleared concussion protocol, so he's back for us.
The slide from the Washington game to now is just been
we had hope against Washington.
We had hope.
We could have taken down like a top 5 team. They're number 5 in the country right now.
And
we could have shocked the world. That would have been like one of the biggest upsets of the year.
Yeah. And instead
we couldn't pull it out. And now we're just sliding. We're in free fall.
Free fall.
You know,
man.
You're in free fall when you got your third string tight end starting at quarterback, handing it off to your 5'8", 195-pound freshman running back from Goodyear, Arizona, Brandon Leone. I don't think
Arizona native.
I don't think Brandon Leone thought he was ever going to see the field.
No,
like,
no, he's just happened to be here.
Like, that's going deep, deep. Deep
in the huddle, he's just like, man, I'm just happy to be here, guys. Like, don't feel like you have to hand the ball off to
like
me.
So you got 4 carries, like, for 18 yards, pretty good average, but, you know, we're struggling. We're in free fall.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Thank God
we got a bye week this week.
Oh, my God.
Thank God. We'll take that as a W.
No, that is a W.
Yeah, just put that on the board. We'll get the 3.
That's 3 wins right there.
It's a win that we don't have to see us lose this weekend again.
It's a win for the fans that they don't have to feel like they're obligated to watch absolute dumpster fire.
Yep.
Like who wants to sit around and watch, like, a literal dumpster just be lit on fire and burn to the ground?
Be watching the debate tonight.
Oh, shots fired.
Yep.
How'd our boy Trump do?
I don't know.
Did he drop some gems for us?
I don't know. Nothing can beat the hot mic where he said he could just, you know, girls, I just see a girl and I just have to kiss her.
Yeah,
her.
That's just not a good look for not a good look for Trump.
And then grab
him by the pussy, man.
Yeah,
just grabbing him by the pussy.
Like,
I don't even know how that works. Like, how does that work logistically?
Yeah, it's not like a...
It's not like it's a handle. You can't...
Like, what if it's like a tight? Like, there's not much... Like, there's no, like, extra skin.
What do you mean there's no extra skin?
Well, what if the girl's fit?
Oh, yeah, she's a fit bird.
Yeah, so, like, there's really nothing to grab. There's no actual, like...
There's not anything to grab there in the first place.
But I'm saying, like, you know, with me, like, you could grab me by my stomach because I got, like, rolls.
You got a little meat there.
Yeah, so, but, like, if there's no meat, like, there's literally
nothing I guess you're right.
I guess, like, you grab literally the pelvic bone, right?
Ugh. It just doesn't make any sense, just anatomically to me. I don't see that playing out well.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone enjoys that.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Well,
I don't think he understands what he's
talking
about.
I don't think he understands either. I'm looking at the five. I've been checking the 538 election projections. That rhymed. That was a good rhyme. I should be a rapper.
Trump's not looking too good.
No, it's not looking too hot. Hill Dog is looking.
I saw where it's like. I was looking on, I think on New York Times, and they said, maybe it was 538, it was like 92% chance. Like, Trump is dead in the water.
It's going to be a landslide. Like, it's going to be a landslide.
Women hate Trump, and I wonder why. Like, I saw, like, the difference between men, like, the men favor Trump, like a 4 or 5 point, like, margin, and
the women
favor him, Trump, or Hillary by, like, 15 Oof. Points. Like, Trump's done. Like,
he gone.
You know Trump's done when he might lose Arizona. He literally
I know Arizona's blue. Like, I'm looking at the projections right now, so they got Hill Dog. You remember that South Park episode, right, with Hill Dog?
No, but...
I love that yeah, episode. It's great.
It's but all
I'm
good.
Yeah, I'm looking at the projections. They got Hillary favored in Arizona.
Yeah. People hate him. He's been bad-mouthing, like, the Latinos, and Latinos are striking back.
You can't do that.
Yeah,
they're bad-mouth. I'm looking at California.
It's blue.
It is above 99.9% Hillary. Yeah. It is the bluest of the blue. Is there any place more blue? No.
New York might be blue.
More blue than 99%? No. California is the most Democratic state by far. New Mexico, surprisingly... Democratic.
I didn't know that.
I thought they were going to be red.
Well, those 20 people who live in New Mexico.
Ooh, shots fired.
I might be living in New Mexico come here soon.
All right, can you guess the reddest state by percentage?
Missouri.
No.
Iowa?
No.
What?
Iowa's Clinton.
I was Clinton?
Barely. I was Clinton.
That was a good guess.
Does not bode well. Keep guessing, man. You're almost there.
Nebraska?
No. 95, but not quite.
Wait, Nebraska's 95 Trump?
No. Like I'm just looking at what's the... like, this doesn't mean 95% of the people are Trump supporters. I'm saying there's a 95% chance that Trump wins.
Oh,
so what's the state that's...
Texas?
That's absolutely guaranteed to be Trump. No, Texas isn't even a guarantee.
Okay, then I feel like Mississippi, Louisiana, or, like, maybe Arkansas? South?
You're missing the most obvious one.
Kansas?
Alabama.
I knew it was one of the southern states.
It's Bama.
Bama. Mississippi and Alabama are the same state in my head.
Followed swiftly by Oklahoma.
Ugh, Okies.
No doubt about Oklahoma. And then West Virginia.
Oh, all those coal miners are...
Mountain Mama.
Love the Trump.
Take me home. Country Road. That was a pretty good rendition. Well, now that we give a little election preview,
yeah,
we're guessing. We're gonna go out on a limb here. We're gonna say that Clinton's gonna win the election.
Like,
don't hold me to it, though.
I feel like at this point, it's not like who's gonna win. It's just like how bad.
It's just how is it gonna be an absolute
Trump might just like he's gonna get all of his like. You know, southern cohorts to...
He's not going to concede. He's like he's going to lose and just be like, this election was rigged. He's like, I don't concede.
This is huge.
That was pretty good.
This is huge.
He's going to be like, recount.
Yeah,
dude, it's like, and it's going to take like 5 years to recount.
And then they're going to be like, dude, you lost by even more.
Dude, like, oh, we didn't. It's,
even
we gave you millions of votes.
Yeah, even though we tried to, even though we didn't count any of like the people of color's votes in the South, like
we're trying to make it a close call.
Yeah, so.
So, Dill, so we talked football, talked baseball, or no, we talked basketball.
Let's talk some baseball.
Let's talk some baseball, Dill. Yeah. We got a, let's go 5 minutes on baseball. We're at 55 minutes now. Let's go okay. 5 minutes baseball. So, as it stands right now at this recording, 2-2 Cubs just, or 2-2 in the National
NLCS.
League. Cubs just win, just won 10-2 at Dodgers. Julio Urías got shelled.
Yeah,
well, not shelled. He gave up some bloop hits.
Yeah, that was a tough inning.
It was actually tough. Like, a bunt, single, two bloopers, and then a bam.
Yeah. I was like, I felt bad for him. At that same point, like whenever I see him, I just can't get past the eye.
You can't see past him.
Like,
all you see is just,
like,
you gotta look inside the book, man.
Like, I'm trying, but I'm just like, ooh, like, I don't know.
It's just, it's like a lazy eye. Like, also, it just doesn't fully open.
Yeah, it looks like it doesn't fully close either. Like, it looks like it's just, like, in that constant state.
So, like, when he sleeps, like, does he have, like, one eye open?
Like,
literally is, like,
my
the guy
dog,
who sleeps with one eye open?
My dog, Marvin, has a, like, I think he got, his past owners, like, abused him. So, I think, like, in that process,
bastards.
He lost his eyelid. So, like, when he sleeps, one of his eyes isn't fully closed. So maybe it's like that. Because he had surgery to, like, remove, like, an abscess in his eye.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. But he looked like he's going to be good. Urías.
Oh, he's going to be real good.
Yeah.
The guy's, like, 20, and he's pitching
in the
postseason.
LCS.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
But, I don't know, Cubs offense was awoken.
If that trend keeps going, Russell hit a bomb, Rizzo hit a bomb, both
the
of those
guys
were struggling.
Like,
Hayward got a job done on that, even though it was just a ground out to second base.
Yeah.
But still, it was with runners on, so it got the job done. Whatever. If that trend keeps going, just pray that Clayton Kershaw is everything you've ever wanted him to be.
He, like, they just have to win the two games not pitched by Clayton Kershaw, and they'll be in the World Series, which is very doable, just because, like, their pitching staff is just pretty, it's just solid. Like, John Lester starting next game against Kenta Maeda, who hasn't gotten into the fifth inning in his past, like, five starts. He's been struggling.
Lester's a clutch postseason performer.
And to make it even worse, the Dodgers literally cannot hit lefties. Like,
no, it's impossible.
Like,
I was looking,
210, a 210 average.
So we were talking about Josh Reddick today at the office as a potential, like, kind of free agency guy, because I think he's like a free agent.
Yeah, he's good.
Do you know what his slugging was against left-handed pitchers this year?
210.
155.
Whoa.
Do you know what his WRC plus was against lefties?
16.
Three. It was a three,
Dylan. Oh, my God.
It was a three.
If I've ever seen a man for a platoon, there he is.
Against righties, his slugging was like 860. Guy was a stud.
Like, that's tough.
Like,
I've never seen
a
three.
Tough split.
I've never seen a three.
I didn't think it was possible.
Yeah.
I looked at Andrew Miller's FIP and XFIP, fielding independent, pitching and all that shit. It was negative. It was negative. I didn't know it could be negative.
Hey, dude's unbelievable.
It's like having a negative ERA.
MVP.
He was. He was the MVP.
And, like, I'm no argument here. Dude came in, like, dude pitched so much.
Just give the MVP to that bullpen. Like,
13? I think he went 13 and
25 batters.
Faced 23 strikeouts.
No, it wasn't that high.
Yeah, it was.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was.
I don't think so. It was very high, regardless.
Okay, actually, no. 25 batters faced 23 outs.
Yes.
23 people.
Correct.
Because he got a double play. And I think out of those 23 outs, I think like 18 maybe?
I believe you now. I believe you.
18 Ks?
That sounds
unbelievable.
Right to me.
Unbelievable.
The slider's unhittable.
Unbelievable. He's unhittable.
Their starting rotation
is poo.
Is absolute poo.
It's
decimated.
Like Kluber.
Carrasco was out. Like, They're throwing a rookie out there.
Yeah, and he pitched good.
Good. Like, besides Kluber, whose slider is also unhittable. Like, that pitch just disappears from the zone. I don't know where it goes. It just drops out of the sky.
They have Josh Tomlin pitching well in the postseason. Who saw that coming? Throwing like an 88-mile-an-hour
fastball.
They got
Shaw coming in there, and his cutter is just nasty. That's like 95 running in on lefties like it's nobody's business. You got Cody Allen coming in. Huge ride on that fastball. That ball is just... You just blew, like, threw that ball by Donaldson today. 95, like, up in the zone. Just see a pizza.
And then they have our dear friends, Trevor Bauer.
We got to talk about Trevor Dill. Oh, we got to talk about this guy. Arizona Diamondback.
Of course we trade him away.
Trade him away because we didn't like his antics. We didn't like his routine. We didn't like the way that he prepared for games. And maybe we were right because apparently the way he prepares for games is by flying drones into his finger and chopping it in half and then bleeding all over the mound whenever he pitches.
I was watching the game, and the announcer saw the speed of the pitch and goes, "There's no way those stitches are still in place." And they pan back to him, and it's just gushing, like trying to wipe it on
faucet.
His jersey.
It was a faucet, Dylan.
What do you do, Nick a vein or something? Like
it was just
like it was everywhere.
It was everywhere.
They still won that game.
That's just a testament.
He went two-thirds of an inning, and they won the game.
That's a testament to their bullpen that they literally didn't even have they have Kluber and Bauer as starters, and then they didn't even get Bauer to pitch to start. Yeah. That was basically a staff game. It was just a bullpen game.
Yep. And then they have.
And they still won.
And then they have Trevor Bauer, their five-starter, and he's pitching like an ace.
Corey Kluber didn't even win his game.
Yeah.
That's the game they lost.
And then they start a rookie who is his second career start ever. His first start was like September 28th, and this is his second career start. He goes 4 1/3, gives up two hits.
Terry Francona is amazing.
Yeah.
U of A, great. The guy's amazing.
The bullpen whisperer.
He just knows. He just knows what he's just saying. He just tinkers, man. The guy's amazing.
That trade deadline pickup of Miller by the Indians might be.
It also helps that dividends. He's literally will bring Miller in
for like three innings,
regardless of the inning.
Yeah, just
for however long it takes.
Three innings.
He's like it's a third inning, Miller.
Yeah.
Fifth inning, Miller.
See,
seventh inning, Miller. Ninth inning, Miller.
Tito believes in bringing your best reliever in the biggest spot, like today,
which is so smart.
Like today in the sixth inning when. The Blue Jays were threatening. Who'd he bring in? He didn't, go into this is the sixth inning guy.
He didn't
like,
fuck around with any roles. He's just like,
Miller you're
man.
In. Like,
you're my guy. His beard is looking gnarly.
I don't, that beard's
not
puby.
Not as gnarly as that slider.
Yeah.
Very, very, you're right. Very
puby. Like,
very puby. But but can you avoid that with a beard that long?
I don't know.
I feel like it's unavoidable.
Yeah. Well, he might be a World Series MVP, too, if they...
All right, Dill. So, we went over time because we love talking baseball. But, give me your NL prediction and your World Series prediction right now. Quick hot take before we go.
I'm going to go... I'm not betting against the Cubs. Like, Kershaw, if they had another, solid starter...
Rich Hill.
Rich Hill's good. But, I don't know. Rich Hill's really good, but I don't think they win the next game. And I don't know if they can win two straight
in
Wrigley.
I'm going Cubs as well. Because home field, they love playing at home.
And think about that. Rich Hill
Cubs
and Clay
Magic.
Kershaw, think about it. We're talking the Wrigley field. We can have, just a pop fly to center. Grand slam. The ball carries, man.
Yeah.
If the wind's blowing out in Wrigley, it's game on.
It is game on. It is game on.
And I just don't know if Dodgers just have enough. That not re-signing Zach Greinke really hurts them.
So,
Cubs.
We're going Cubs.
Cubs-Indians World Series. I just gotta go Cubs just based on starting pitching. I don't know if they'll be giving up the runs that the Blue Jays were giving up. If it's a 0-0 game and then they get into the bullpens, you know, both of the bullpens are good, and I feel like the Cubs offense is just better.
You know what, Dill? You know, LeBron is a great man. You know, he's a great basketball player. He's a great family man. You know, does a lot for the community. And he does a lot for the baseball team, Dill.
Yeah, you think? The magic?
The aura of LeBron James and the time of Cleveland is now, Dill.
The land.
The land is getting the chip, man. The land is getting the NBA title, and the land is getting...
Hey,
World Series championship, I'm calling it right now.
Those two
Cubs are going to go down in a heartbreaking fashion.
Ugh.
Indians over Cubs because of that bullpen, because it's just a magical year for the Indians, man.
I'm calling it right now.
I'm calling it podcast, calling it right now.
I think that the magic to get to this point, like they've used it all up.
And the Cubs haven't?
Look, the Cubs are... 103 games, and they have an intact pitching staff. The Cleveland is literally throwing out, like, just no-names. Do you think Merritt is just going to, like...
They're not throwing out no-names. They're throwing... Miller's basically their
yeah.
fourth and fifth starter.
Yeah, like, literally, he's pitching more than
he's
Kluber.
He pitched more
than Kluber.
The guy's pitching countless innings. The guy is just out there.
Like, you know, I'm just going to go... I think pitching wins... you championships, and you're going the bullpen, you're choosing the Indians based on their bullpen, and I'm choosing the Cubs based on their strong rotation.
There you have it, folks. Calling it right now. We actually disagreed, though. Normally, we don't disagree.
But granted, either way, one of the two longest streaks,
championship droughts will end.
1908 or 1948. 1908 and 1948.
Yep. One of the droughts will end. You hear it here first, folks. Bear down.
Or Clayton Kershaw could win and just go bonkers and save Game 7 and also pitch and win Game 6.
I love that, like, the postseason legacy of, like, Clayton Kershaw being a choker is, like, already gone because I just hated that narrative. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that he's now, you know, now people
hero
are accepting
ball.
Him. Yeah.
Hero ball.
The guy is a hero. Guy's a legit hero.
So we'll see. It'll be fun nonetheless. I think the Indians have a good shot.
Oh, I know they got a good shot because
they have home field advantage.
Oh yeah,
that's
huge. Don't laugh at that All Star game. It's important, man.
Yeah, the Progressive Field will be rocking.
With only 35,000 people are in Progressive Field, smallest stadium in baseball. Progressive Field. Look it up.
And they said they still can't fill it up during the regular season.
Oh, shots fired. Shots.
Hey, it's
fired,
a tough time in Cleveland, but
oh, it's no, not anymore.
Hey, yeah,
the
for
land.
Real, like
not anymore. The land is getting blessed.
They can't complain about like championships for 15 more years after this.
They just get them in bunches. They're just like, you know, when the drought when it rains, it pours. The drought's over.
Except for the Browns.
Make it rain.
Except for the Browns. Maybe they'll get a win for you guys this year.
Just put the Browns team down, man. That team just needs to go.
Yeah, and think about it, they can have Ohio State win the
national championship.
Win the national championship in football, win the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a good year for Ohio.
Oh, it's gonna be a great year. I'm calling it right now.
All
right. Dylan, always a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Yep.
When we come back. Well, no, there won't be a World Series champion.
We'll have the matchup though next week.
Oh yeah, okay.
We can talk a lot of baseball and we can talk NBA next week.
Oh yeah, we'll talk NBA. Oh, yeah. I'm excited for NBA.
Yeah.
We'll drop some hot takes on NBA.
Yep.
All right, but you gotta wait till next week. Bear down. Peace out.
Basketball season is almost here, guys.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
Yep.
All right. See you later, guys.
Peace out.